Welcome to Superstitions, Traditions, and Definitions. I'm Kristen.
And I'm Carol.
She is.
I am, still.
For now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're working on names and...
alter egos.
Sure. Split personalities.
That'd be fun.
I don't think it would be.
Okay, fine. Today we're going to talk about four-leaf clovers. They're fun.
Wow. Yes, they are. I can never find them, but my friends can. My daughter-in-law can.
They are 1 in 10,000.
No kidding.
Out there.
Wow.
So, and if you find one, it's easier to find a second on that same plant because it's a mutation. They're not supposed to have four leaves. They're only supposed to have three.
That's why they're lucky.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're unlucky.
They're not. They're lucky.
You got the mutated, infected.
I mean, that's what...
I mean, it could be.
What I think, but whatever. Other people are so excited.
Yeah.
Like, look, you got a broken leaf.
Right.
A broken clover, but others are excited about it.
Yes. When my son and his now fiance went and they were looking at a house, which is the one they ended up buying, she found several four-leaf clovers in the yard.
So it was a good sign.
It was. So she put them in the case. She's got a clear case on her phone. And aww, she's got those four-leaf clovers in there.
Because it was good luck.
This must be the place with that, the field and the stable and all of that.
All of the
and
good stuff.
It was awesome.
So the origins of four-leaf clovers.
Yes, madam.
They go all the way back to Ireland.
Of course they do.
Primarily. But.
We Irish rock it.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were talked about in other cultures as well.
I doubt it.
But the Irish, though.
Yes.
They are serious about their clover.
They are magically delicious.
They are magic. The Irish are?
Well, probably, yeah. I mean, but...
Don't eat the Irish.
Don't eat the Irish. Yeah, we're mean.
Don't eat the Irish.
We drink. It probably tastes like beer.
Probably.
A little whiskey. Mm-hmm. Throw it in there.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Right.
So, the shamrock. Shamrock is the symbol of Ireland.
Yes, it is.
It only has three leaves.
I wonder why. Are we not lucky? We Irish aren't very lucky, I guess.
They are the ones that get so excited about the four-leaf shamrocks.
Right.
But it's not called a shamrock if it has four leaves. It's only a shamrock if it has three.
Okay.
I learned that. You cannot call it a shamrock if there are four leaves on it, even though it's shamrock.
I would never dream of it.
With a mutation.
No.
But they're serious about it.
It's the sick infected one.
Yeah.
That's mutating.
Those sick infected ones mutating all crazy like are going to bring the good luck.
It should. It's green. We like green.
Green is happy.
Yes. Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning to
you.
Yes,
indeed. Yes. I've heard six leaves are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
probably even luckier.
Yes. Yes. People talk about them. When they find them, they're very stunned and they feel very blessed by that. And I think that's great.
I do too. That's nice.
Yes.
I have found several four-leaf clovers. I've never found a five or a six-leaf.
I've probably found one in my life. My friend Christy can walk through and pick them up and stop it. Just constantly.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. She's a plant person. You would get along.
I am a plant person.
She is a very much of a plant person.
I love the plants.
Yes.
All of them.
She has a farm. Lots of plants.
I have kids.
Yeah, you planted them.
Mm-hmm. And then I have plants on the inside of my house.
I know. It's like Wild Kingdom.
It is. With the cats and the dogs.
Guinea
pig. And
the chipmunks and the turtles.
Random frog here and there on occasion. Turtles. No turtles.
Frogs are pretty random, aren't they? They sit there and look at you and then they jump. What the hell is that about? I don't get it.
And then I had one for the longest time that put makeup on with me every morning.
Did he watch you or did you put makeup on him?
He just watched me, but he
what a
was...
a cheerful little soul.
He, unless he didn't like the eyeshadow or lipstick colors I chose.
Did he
catch you? He was judgy.
Oh, I believe it. They've got those wide eyes.
Yeah.
They just, you know...
Like, okay, I guess you don't approve of this, but whatever.
So. Whatever.
I don't know. He was...
Judgy frog.
Judgy frog.
Is he dead? Did he run away?
I eventually took him outside because
Did you take him out back and beat the shit out of him?
No, I just decided I wanted to do my makeup on. Put my makeup on without feeling...
On your own terms.
On my own terms, without feeling all self-conscious and stuff about it.
Judgy for all.
I guess you don't approve of that. You don't like my face today. I never named him.
That's probably what it is.
Maybe he was upset about that.
I bet he was. I would be.
I don't even know what to name a frog.
Hoppy.
Hoppy?
Why not?
Okay, that's his name.
Jumpster. I mean, you know, you can make it cute. You don't have to just be like, hey, frog. But I do like
that. I didn't even address him as frog. I was just, hey, good morning.
What's up, slimy green thing?
Good morning, little dude.
Did he have a four-leaf clover?
No. No, he was...
He was green like one.
He was green like one. Gotcha. He was really excited about my rocks. He lived on my rocks that are on my makeup stand. Oh. And every once in a while, cuddled up with my little stuffed gnome that is there.
I still have a stuffed gnome you gave me for Christmas. You guys made. He's on my mantle.
Everybody needs a stuffed gnome.
They do. Just a little fuzzy little thing with a little nose and a hat.
Uh-huh. Three-leaf is common.
Oh, common.
Exactly. That's why nobody... Okay, Ireland gets really excited about their three-leaf clovers, well, and okay. You see the three-leaf clover.
Well, yes,
but shamrock. The shamrock.
But you called it common.
It is common.
It's not common. Common is kind of a shitty word for it. I think, what about extraordinary?
That's common. That is not.
But it is, too. It's green. Grows everywhere. It's friendly.
Come on. It grows everywhere.
Yeah. Doesn't make it common.
That's kind of the definition of common.
Nope.
Okay.
You're wrong.
I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
Okay. The shamrock with the three leaves that...
The uncommon, beautiful
shamrock. The beautiful shamrock with three leaves...
Yes.
...plays a huge role in Irish folklore.
Ooh, I bet so.
They are serious about it. It's on their... Everything.
Yes.
All over the place.
Yes.
Three leaves, not four.
No, exactly.
Because four is a genetic mutation.
Then why is it lucky if it's a genetic mutation?
Because people, science, hey, that's why. Because wrong before with this science thing. Told us that is broken.
So you should love it more.
Rare.
Ooh.
Okay, love it more. Love science. It more. It's always science. Science is the reason for everything.
No, that doesn't math.
Mm-mm.
No.
So, a four-leaf clover
is
incredibly rare, one in 10,000. However, there was a college in Scotland who did research and decided it was actually one in like 5,100, not 10,000.
So they cut it in half.
They counted every single clover.
No.
I mean...
I would look at it and give an estimation and go,
No, that, they wanted it precise.
They care more than I do, obviously.
They are scientists.
No,
they're all about that stuff.
I think they were bored. I think that's what it was. Let's go out and just count.
Count the clover. I agree. I mean.
Bored.
It's what I think.
Mm-hmm. Same.
A lot of them are. They're just bored, and they want to take all of our fun away.
Probably so. They need a hobby.
That is not science.
Roller skate. Fly a kite. Something.
A kite would be a lovely hobby.
I love to fly kites. I always have.
I know.
Anyway.
There is not a clover species that grows four leaves naturally.
Oh.
So anytime.
So your lucky little clover is just a freak of nature.
Yes.
Just a mistake.
Yes. It is a freak of nature.
Okay. Well, we enjoy those.
I love them. Yeah.
Okay.
So the three leaves of a shamrock.
Okay.
They represent faith, hope, and love.
Yes.
And if you get one that is not a shamrock, because don't call it a shamrock if it has four leaves, because it cannot be a shamrock.
Right.
You get a four-leaf clover, it is luck. You get faith, hope, love, and luck. Ooh. Or abundance.
Oh.
Or wealth.
All of that.
That's a six leaf.
Yeah, okay.
So you got to look really hard for that.
I guess so.
Yeah.
What are the odds of finding a six leaf clover? One in how many?
One in a million for five, so less than one in a billion maybe? I don't know.
You didn't do the math there, did you?
No.
Damn it, I have questions.
I only research what I want to research, and then you ask questions about things I didn't care about. This is how it goes every single time.
So what if I care about it?
I didn't know you cared.
This is what we, this is the danger of me not knowing what the hell we talk about.
I know.
That's the fun part, though.
But this kind is the fun part. Yeah.
Yes. I like showing up and not having any idea what the hell you do. Threw together.
Exactly.
Fun.
So, Celtic. Mm-hmm. No, Celtic, because the Celts play in Boston. Thank you. Yeah, they don't. I don't think they care about four-leaf clovers. They might, though.
The Celtics?
Yeah.
They've got the little Irish guy on their jerseys.
Is he carrying a shamrock?
He's got a basketball. Larry Bird was the, you know, biggest trash talker in the NBA. Love him. He doesn't play anymore, of course, but.
Did he carry a four-leaf clover?
He might. He might.
Did he eat shamrock?
Probably.
Aren't they magically delicious?
That's cereal. You can go get your shamrock shake because it's now March from McDonald's if you want. I'm not a mint person, but you know.
I am. Is that what they are?
Mm-hmm. I believe so.
Sounds delicious.
You know what? You keep talking. I'm going to look that up because now that I ran my mouth.
Oh, we're going to plug an advertisement for
McDonald's. No, I'm not. Not doing that.
Okay, all right. So, Celtic priests in Ireland would carry a shamrock, the three-leaf one,
mm-hmm.
because they believed that it would enable them to see evildoers and evil spirits.
Are evildoers and evil spirits really that different, though? Maybe they just see
one evil. Walks on their feet and the other hovers.
Are you just making that up?
I mean, I'm just saying.
I think you're making that up.
An evil person and an evil spirit are different, and people walk and spirits hover.
How do you know? You ever seen a spirit? No. Okay, the Shamrock Shake. Vanilla soft serve ice cream, artificially flavored, minty green syrup, and whipped topping.
Oh, awesome. I'm going to get me one of those.
Okay, I'm on it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Be right back.
Okay. It is mint. That is lovely.
It's mint-like. Mint-like. You could probably get more syrup on there if you want to. I don't know.
I want all the syrup on it.
Okay. I'll get you a bottle of cream de mint or something.
Or we can just dry cement and use my mortar and pestle.
That's not the same thing.
Okay.
That's not what we're talking about here.
Okay.
Why are you so off topic?
I don't know.
I'm talking about shamrock shakes. At least that's in the realm of what we're talking about here.
Three leaves, not four. Because you cannot call.
I didn't name it.
A four leaf.
It's not mine.
A shamrock.
I just did. I did research.
You did.
You're welcome. I'm not. Mm-hmm. Anyway, shamrocks. Go.
Okay. Celtic priests.
Yes.
The three leaf. So yes. They see the evil spirits and the evil doers.
The evil doers that hover and the.
No, the evil doers walk. The evil spirits hover.
No, I don't think so.
That is how it works.
I don't think that's how it goes.
I'm pretty sure.
I think you screwed it up.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Anyway.
Continue.
Then they would also carry a four-leaf clover that you cannot call a shamrock because they're serious about it.
So they're packing seven leaves. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
They are packing seven leaves, but the four-leaf clover would protect them.
Well, now that they got seven, so, you know, the other three would have to do their jobs. I mean, come on.
I'm thinking, who has that much pocket space for grass?
Maybe priests.
Apparently.
Maybe they put it in their funny hat. They're like bishops or whatever.
I'm just thinking, I don't necessarily need to see, you know, evil spirits. I just need the protection. So keep your shamrock. Give me the four-leaf clover.
Okay.
That's gotcha. All I need to carry.
Sure.
I mean,
if that's what helps you sleep at night. Yeah, I'm just saying.
Okay. Anyway, so the three leaves of the clover represent faith, hope, and love.
Yes.
And then we have luck, but apparently faith, hope, and love makes you see evil.
Makes you aware.
And luck means they won't get you.
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay, so that, I mean, I think it all ties into each other.
I think you're making all this up anyway, but let's keep going.
Okay. Legend has it.
Uh-huh.
From those Irish? You know they drink a lot in Ireland.
Hell yeah.
Anyway, I'm just throwing that out there.
No, I'm, yeah.
Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, my husband's always
for no reason.
My husband's always been impressed with my tolerance.
Just throwing that out there, right? For absolutely no reason.
Yes.
While we talk about shamrocks and four-leaf clovers.
Bean boozers and stuff like that.
I'm sure it all goes hand in hand.
Heck yes.
Anyway, legend has it
that
Eve, she was in the Garden of Eden.
We're going all the way back to Eve.
We are.
Is this her fault?
The beginning of time.
Like everything else was Eve's fault. I'm on Eve's side, just so you know.
So Eve is not the asshole?
Eve didn't mean to be the asshole. Eve got tricked.
Debauchery.
Well, by the sneaky serpent that then ended up dead.
Well.
Yes.
Eve was tricked.
She was tricked.
And because she was tricked, through no fault of her own.
Okay.
She is expelled from the Garden of Eden.
We can give her a little bit of fault.
Okay.
We can give her and Adam both their, yes.
Equal fault.
They disobeyed God.
They did.
They were tricked into it. I get it. It's a lesson for us all. Watch.
Don't talk to snakes.
Well, yeah, don't talk to snakes. And watch for, you know, things that are suggested and heavily implied.
Debauchery.
Why was there debauchery? Because she, you know, ate from the
just
tree.
Just because I really like that word.
It's a good word.
You know, I love the word debauchery.
We'll use it in our book.
Okay.
I promise.
Thank you.
We can title it debauchery if that would make you happy.
I mean, it would depend on what the book is about.
Yeah, we could write it about clovers. I mean, they're debauched.
Okay. All right.
Apparently. Okay. Go ahead. Let me hear it.
So, yes. Eve is living happily in the Garden of Eden.
Yes.
And because there's lots of good fortune in the Garden of Eden.
Okay.
It is full of four-leaf clovers.
How do we know this?
Eve told us.
When? I don't recall the press conference or
it's notes. Because you weren't alive yet.
Well, neither were you. So how do you know?
Liar. Whoever was at the press conference made notes.
Okay. Satan.
In Ireland.
So it was Satan.
The press conference in Ireland that Eve had.
Okay.
While they were drinking.
Okay. Okay. I'll give you that. We may not remember because, you know, it was a late night.
Right.
Yes. Anyway.
According to the Irish, the Garden of Eden was full of four-leaf clovers because they are so lucky and happy.
Did you need luck in the Garden of Eden, though?
I don't think it did them any good.
Okay.
On her way out
of the garden.
Of the garden.
Yes.
She stopped and picked a four-leaf clover. And that is why we have them now.
So she went and planted it. And cultivated it.
I don't know. Maybe she ate it and pooped it out. And that's how it cultivated. I don't know how it cultivated. That was not mentioned in the drunken press conference in Ireland.
Thousands of years ago.
Thousands of years ago.
Wrong.
I am not wrong.
She was just stuck with Adam after that. Just the two of them. I mean, zip it.
So, St. Patrick.
Zip it. Zip it.
I mean, you've told me that a few times. And
yet you don't listen.
I don't.
And here we are.
I know. So,
okay, unzip it. Let's go.
St. Patrick.
Woo.
He
coming up.
It is.
The 17th.
The 17th.
Right on. Woo.
We're interviewing Ray Bish on the 17th.
I can't wait.
I know. I hope he wears green so we don't have to pinch him.
We can't really pinch him through the thing. Are you going to wear green?
I don't even know if I own green.
If you don't, I'm going to get you.
Oh, shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll try.
Okay. Do something.
Okay. So,
go out and get grass stains on your pants. You know.
Oh, I can do that.
A bunch of us did that one year in elementary school when we forgot.
Does that count?
It's green.
Okay.
Is it not?
It is.
Are you wearing it?
As long as I don't take them off.
Well, when
I mean, we are only seen from the waist up. We might not even have pants on for all anybody knows.
I do. I have pants on and so do you.
Prove it.
Right there. They're shorts, but they're here. And so do you, because, you know.
I don't have pants on.
Yes, you do. Freaking perv. Shut up. There's pants.
I have blue jeans on.
Yeah, see,
it's the only pair of blue jeans I own. I own one pair. I don't like them.
Is that
what? I hate blue jeans. They do not bring me good luck. They are not like a four-leaf clover.
We can't be friends anymore.
They are common like clover.
They are not. They are awesome. Awesome, awesome, like everything. Listen to your snotty attitude. I'm so fancy, I don't have jeans. Screw all you common folk. Look at you. Who'd have thought you'd be a snob?
I know, but I am, apparently. Because I don't like the feel of denim, so...
You're wearing them, though.
I am.
If you're talking about being pantless over here.
Sick. You let me show up to my podcast however I want to,
okay? Yeah, I don't care, yeah, but don't sit here and lie. Anyway, four-leaf clover. In Ireland.
In St. Patrick. Woo. Used a shamrock to teach the Holy Trinity.
Of course.
And then one day, this was also stated at the press conference, so you don't have to ask how I know.
I'm still going to ask.
Then one day, he was preaching to recent converts the Holy Trinity and showing them the four-leaf clover.
Okay.
And a little girl handed him a four-leaf clover.
Oh. Was he then lucky after that? Was she unlucky because she gave it away? How does that work?
You are not unlucky. Actually, your luck multiplies if you give it away.
Says who?
The Irish.
Okay.
But if you pick one up and you just throw it down on the ground, then you have bad luck. Did you know that?
Who would ever do such a thing?
I don't know. I don't even know why that needed to be stated. Who is going to do that?
Probably the English. I love the English. Don't get me wrong. I just needed something smart-ass to say to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he let them know then that that was the abundance of God. The fourth leaf represented the abundance of God to
Marvelous.
Converts.
I love it.
And then we can go to the Middle Ages.
Okay. Because were there press conferences?
I'm sure.
I don't think so. I think you're probably...
There probably wasn't press conferences in the Middle Ages because they were so worried about the witches. They didn't have time to conference nothing or press nothing.
And trying to eke out life.
They were just trying to get rid of all those witches.
That's true. I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. All they need is their four-leaf clover. And hold it out there. Run away. What?
That is the Middle Ages. Four-leaf clover. It was lucky because it warded off witchcraft.
Good God. Okay, that was a guess on my part.
But you know that's all they were worried about then. I mean,
I didn't
if
really,
the Middle Ages you know. Are going to be said on this podcast, it's because it's going to have something to do with warding off witchcraft
there was other
or
stuff that went on
a
in
sign.
The Middle Ages.
Nothing.
Yes, there was.
They were too busy.
Nope.
Hunting those witches and burning them alive.
You know, there was other stuff you had to do. I mean, they had to build their own houses and, you know, come on now.
They had to build their own houses and they make sure those marks were in there so the witches couldn't come in.
Okay. What you said.
They were really worried.
I gather that. That's why they went out and created all the four-leaf clovers that Eve did not steal from the Garden of Eden on her way out. I'm sure the angels that dispelled them would not have let her take a souvenir. They're like, tough shit. Look what you did. Gotta go.
I'm sure she got a souvenir.
No. Her fig leaf.
See? Souvenir.
She probably needed a couple of them. I'm just saying. Doing the math.
The Victorians, and we know what the Victorians were always worried about, finding their spouse.
Yes. Were the men always worried about it? Did the men feel like they were being hunted? Because, you know, there's all these women looking to find husbands. I mean, I don't get it. Are men looking for wives? Or they just want to be like, no, I'm not making eye contact with that chick because I don't want to get married today. Or tomorrow.
Those girls, though, those Victorian girls, they were always worried about finding a husband.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was pushed on them, so...
They were out there. They were eating gingerbread.
That's right.
And then apparently eating four-leaf clover in the morning.
For fresh breath? Is that what it was?
To attract a husband.
Oh, God. Okay.
And for those that didn't want to eat it, they could just stuff it in their shoe.
So when they stepped on him, they would know he's the one? Oh, sorry.
That makes sense.
It really doesn't. Not too much.
It makes sense to me.
If you say so. Put it in your shoe. Is that like a lucky penny when you get married? You're supposed to have a penny in your shoe?
That's when you find the husband. Before then, you have the shamrock. No, not shamrock, because that's only three leaves.
See, look at that. You're screwing it up.
I know.
Sacrilege, baby.
I know it. But a four-leaf clover in your shoe would help you attract your husband.
Okay.
Or eat it.
Or eat your husband?
I don't
see. That's what you said.
I mean, that's a different podcast.
That's, well, yeah. That's the cannibalism podcast. Yeah. Coming up soon. I mean, I don't know.
You get to do that research.
I'm not doing that. Nope. I'm going to pass. I mean, we could do like shrunken heads. That's disgusting.
And interesting.
Yeah, scary. Kind of creepy.
You don't want your head shrunk?
I don't. I'm good.
You could be on Beetlejuice.
I could. I could also be hung on somebody's wall as a trophy. I don't want that.
I did not get any acknowledgement for knowing the reference to a movie.
I did. Did you not hear me say that? I know exactly who you're talking about.
A movie that I knew.
A Beetlejuice reference. I got it, girl. Did you not hear
movie.
Me? I'm very, very excited.
Thank you!
A movie reference. I acknowledged it, but apparently not to your satisfaction.
Not to my satisfaction.
So, yeah, I'm very sorry. I'm very proud of you for your movie reference.
Thank you!
I did get it. They're sitting in the waiting room. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, I got it.
Mm-hmm. With a shrunken head.
I did get it. That's why we just kept talking, because I didn't have to go, huh? Because I got it.
Now that...
It was a big girl.
It was a backhanded
How
compliment.
How so?
Good job. You knew. This time you didn't look stupid. Go, huh?
Well, no, I didn't go, huh? Because I got your reference.
I know, because that's my line.
I didn't say that, did I? I had not even put that in there. That meant nothing about you. If I don't get something, do you know what I'm going to say?
Huh?
Probably so, yes. Or, what? I got your reference. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. All right, now.
Who's a big girl? Nice job.
Yay. Now everybody needs to go out and find their four-leaf clover.
And their shrunken heads. And go watch Beetlejuice while you're at it.
You don't have to watch Beetlejuice.
It helps.
I've already seen it once, so nobody else has to watch it again.
I've seen it 38,000 times.
That is a lot of times.
No.
That is a lot of Beetlejuice,
I could do the whole movie for you if you'd like me to.
Maybe at the next podcast.
Okay. I'll make sure I refresh then.
Okay.
Okay.
Go watch it 38,100 times.
And I have to watch it another 100 times?
Uh-huh.
Maybe 38,001 times.
Yeah, 100.
No, I don't have time to watch it that many times. I just don't, sis. Come on.
I know. You got it.
Four leaf clovers.
Oh, we're done.
And, oh, that's all.
That was it.
I thought we had more insults about Ireland or whatever
you
said.
No, they were drunk doing press conferences. That's how I
know
what I knew. And now it's...
And the awesome Irish are the ones who made it all so. And they're responsible for the clovers and for the yeah, all that. Woo-woo.
Eve.
No.
Eve had a role in the existence of four-leaf clovers.
Nope, that's our Lord.
It was her souvenir.
She stole it from the garden.
It was her souvenir.
Doesn't count.
Why doesn't it count?
Because she was bad.
Do you know how many...
I'm on Eve's side, you know that.
Most of my souvenirs from all of my vacations... Are things I picked up off the ground.
Yeah, same.
Rocks.
Oh, yeah.
Plants.
When my kids were small, all the rocks were mine. All the rocks and the little flowers. Dandelions.
And feathers.
Yes.
Seashells.
They're all lucky. Oh, my gosh. I've got seashells in all of my plants at home. You know. Anyway. Okay. So we have nothing more about shamrocks and four-leaf clovers. I thought we were on a roll. I was learning all kinds of crap.
We've learned it all.
So we graduate from Shamrock Academy.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
We can do our own drunken press conference now.
All right, let me go get us some whiskey and we'll get to it.
All right.
Yeah, you can drink it? I didn't think so.
I drank last night, though.
Did you?
I did.
What'd you have?
Cupcake Moscato.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. How many?
Two bottles.
You did not drink two bottles.
Well, my aunt had a couple of glasses out of the two bottles, too.
Imagine. So you had like a glass. Trish drank the rest of it.
Nope. I had a bit more than a glass. I was feeling kind of fuzzy when I went to bed.
I'm shocked.
We opened the second bottle. She took one cup and I drank the rest of it.
Were they like mini bottles? Were they like this big?
They were the regular size bottles.
Like the airplane bottles that you get?
No, airplane bottles. Big grown up bottles.
Woo. Fantastic.
It was.
I'll bet. Sorry I missed it.
I know.
I appreciate being invited.
I'm sorry you missed it.
I am too. I had a lot of crap going on.
I know.
But anyway, so we're done.
So we're done.
With this one.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
Go find your four-leaf clover.
Do it. And eat it, I suppose.
And send us a picture.
Yes. We love pictures. No dirty pictures, though.
Don't send us those. We would only a four-leaf clover. Send us nothing.
Right.
Unless it's a picture of a four-leaf clover.
And you fully clothed.
Please.
Yep.
We will make fun of you.
We will.
And it won't be nice.
It won't be.
And your feelings will get hurt.
They will.
All right.
Peace out.
Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays.
Subscribe. Come see us. We love you.
She does.
And you have a fondness.
I do. I have a fondness.